we became interested because I liked Chapel Hill, lived there, had a house there, and thought that this is a wonderful way for me to be part of the community.
Well, we've received a lot of questions about programming, of course, as ownership changes over. So would your imagination be to change the programming of WCHL, or will it be along the same lines of community programming that it has been in the past?
Just better. More the same, just better.
Well, like many in our area, Dean Smith seems to be the connecting tie here. Can you tell us more about your experience with Coach Smith?
What happened was that Dean Smith, who was from Kansas, and that's where my hometown is, we came down to see him about rehabilitating our program at Wichita State University. Lou Perkins was the athletic director, and I guess I was on the search committee, or at least I was a friend of his at the time, and we felt we ought to go down and try and get help from a very, very quality program and a fellow that had roots in Kansas. And we met Coach Smith, and I came with our athletic director, and he supplied us after a month or so with Coach Eddie Fogler, who was Dean's top assistant. And Wichita State went from being a not too well thought of school into national prominence sometimes. So I've always felt close to Dean Smith and to North Carolina because of that experience.